We hear a lot about how expensive the health system is. So I was interested last week to read an article in The Australian about Queensland Health and the number of employees it has. The new premier there caused a bit of a stir when he said that he would cut 1,500 jobs from Queensland Health. There's the usual, you know, screaming and complaining from people that this is a slash and burn and services will be affected. But this article in The Australian by Judith Sloan pointed out some interesting facts that I wasn't aware of. Now, this is about Queensland, but I suspect figures are not dissimilar in other jurisdictions. There were some 80,000 employees in Queensland Health, so 1,500 represents less than 2% of that total. However, over the last decade, there had been more than a 100% increase in the number of clerical staff. Now, over that time, nursing staff had gone up by about 60-65%. There were no figures quoted on medical staff. I'm sure they have gone up by a much smaller amount. But clerical staff had more than doubled. You really have to ask the question, what are a lot of these people doing that actually betters the health of the average citizen? And the short answer is, I don't know. There's a lot of talk about the importance of government spending and how we're going to need more money in areas like health and, to a degree, education. And the arguments often turn on, well, do we want to pay less tax or do we want more services? In the real world, where government isn't involved, what people want is value for money. So they want service providers, whether it's your local restaurant, whether it's a store, really regardless of who it is, you want good value for the money you're paying. You don't just want to pay more money, you want better value for what you are paying. In health, this is also what we need. So when people scream that more money needs to be spent on health, but we find that there has been a doubling in the number of pen pushers who really we don't know what they do, then the problem is not a lack of money, but the problem is how that money is spent. So to that extent, what we really need in probably most Western countries is a good hard look at how much of the health dollar is actually spent on providing health services to people who might need them. I suspect it's far less than the total spend. And what we need is better efficiency and better value for every dollar that is spent.